Blog Talk Radio.
Behold the cross on which was hung, life's very Lord, God's darling one. Mary's own babe, so cold and so still, helpless before her on Calvary Hill. Nails in his hands, a traitor kiss upon his cheek, and his pierced heart broken in two, love crucified for me and for you. Eyes that won't see, ears that won't hear, lips that deny the friend once so dear. Slowly he turns and captures your heart, then passes.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. You can't tell the players without a scorecard. And get the book and you'll know who all your enemies are. Handpicked by me. A couple of things come to mind. I know Mother's Day's coming up. If it wasn't for mothers, none of us would be here. What else? Officer Moore, 25-year-old police officer, comes from a family of police officers, and he was sitting in an unmarked car, and a guy come up to him and shot him in the head. My friends, we are no longer in a peaceful mode. America is at war. We are at war inside and outside, and we have a president and political party that is destroying us from the inside, and now he's working on the outside. Okay? He is kicking off his killer cop campaign, and that's what it is. And you can put whipped cream and sprinkles on dog do. It's still dog do. Yep, they're covering it up. The FBI is afraid to make a move. Okay? We're hands tied Americans. All our agencies are hands tied. And the ones that aren't hands tied are tying the hands of others. But I just wanted to mention one thing to the cops. First off, in America today, this is now a war zone. Throughout the land, this is a war zone. And we have more enemies inside than we have outside. No cop should be on the beat by himself. Nowhere in the country, I don't care if it's Alaska in the far out, there should be two cops in every car, two cops walking the beat. And I got to tell you, if you're sitting parked and already the police have come out and told their people, if you're sitting parked, be outside the car and don't be sitting inside. And I believe, I don't know the whole story because like the news, when they first broke the Gray story, where a black man was had his neck broken by alleged police violence, they led us to all to believe, and I was fooled, they led us to believe that all six cops were white. They didn't say they weren't white, but they led us to believe, you know, in giving certain indications, they definitely didn't say three were black, and the sergeant was a black woman. They never said that. They let that thing play and feed the fires of division in this country until they had to finally come out and put some light on it because nobody was getting any news. And now those six cops are under fire. Okay. So my suggestion to all police departments, if you are plain clothes or in a marked car, and you're in an area that's a crime-ridden area, and not even a crime-ridden area, and you're sitting in the car and somebody comes up to you, and I'm assuming that Officer Moore was on a passenger side. I could be wrong. He could have been the driver. But I'm assuming he was on the passenger side. When somebody comes walking up to a policeman, who looks thuggish, okay, who looks like he's done time in jail, and you can see, you can tell, a good cop can tell who's done time. You don't believe that, no, you live in la-la land, but they know when to be suspicious of somebody, okay? When he walked up to, I'm assuming Officer Moore was sitting in the passenger side, the cop in the driver's side should have got out of the car, stood up, and went eyeball to eyeball with him. And I'll tell you, if I was on the job, I would have had a nice little cloth over my handgun, and it would have been pointing through the door at that guy that came up. Let me tell you. And that's what you got to do today. You're in a war zone, boys, and it's killer cop by the Department of Justice lynch mob. That's what they've issued. They've issued the killer cop fatwa. So you got to do something to protect your family. Because when they lose you, they lose everything. So, and of course, you're going to get a nice speech from the mayor who caused it. And the police commissioner who is in trouble. He's in trouble with a police body count that's climbing. And they're going to give a speech and they're going to pay a tribute and they're going to show his shield and they're going to promote him. And he's gone, man. He's 25 years old. He's in paradise with his ancestors. Not the paradise that the bad Muslims are going to. It's very hot in that paradise. Yeah. Okay. So say a little prayer for the Moore family. Oh, Lord, protect the Moore family. Keep them from suffering too much and bless their ways, Lord. Okay. Welcome to the Religious Hour, the only show on the radio that acknowledges God. The way that they find out I'm holed up somewhere. Okay, my headline tonight is United States destroyed by communist activists. Black sheep to slaughter, led by the divide and conquer party, the Communist Party, formerly the Democrat Party. Throw in the Rhino Party also. It is not about white privilege. It is about hard-working privilege. Two communist myths that are going to be destroyed tragically when the fit hits the shan. One, white boys won't fight back. You can knock them out easy. Unless he has a cane gun. And two, Latinos are persecuted just like blacks. Wrong on both counts. The two most dangerous people in the world are those who have nothing to lose and those who have everything to lose. Latinos are already up the ladder in spite of La Parte de la Muerte, who wants to kill their children, like the 1,100 black babies killed every day at planned slaughterhood Democrat chop shops. Latinos know who their papi is and they love him. They take marriage vows in front of God, Cristo Rey, and they work hard. Today's grass cutter is tomorrow's a contractor. And they all seem to find work. So, to the Americans who fly the American flag of any descent, vaya con Dios. And that's why the Catholic Church likes them. They're going to keep them from going ghetto. And the ghetto is going to be there 100 years from now. And it'll be the same people complaining. Adios, comunistas and democracies, a bartender, a cerveza frio, and a Cuba Libre to go. Yep. Obama keeps pulling the Latinos in to his little divide and conquer game. But they have too many connections outside of communist indoctrination. They know the difference. They know the difference. And if Rubio runs, he's going to pull some Latino votes. Let me give you a Star Spangled Banner and then I'll dig up some news. Well, let me stop. I'll give. We'll get into it. And Jamie Foxx, and give up singing. Give up singing. What did you do with all the money your mother gave you for singing lessons? And that was a terrible Motown version of the Star Spangled Banner. You got to sing it straight like the Americans sing it, Jamie. This one's liked by the GIs in Afghanistan. That's why I'm playing.
Oh,
We're back. We're back. Those who divide us will destroy us. And it's part of a plan. And it's a plan that was hatched in 1914 by the Bolsheviks. And now they're here. And they took down the logos of the hammer and the sickle. But the hammer and the sickle is here. Yeah, it's you can see it on Obama's logo. Remember, as soon as he got elected, he had to take down the American logo and put up his own personal logo. Okay, so I have another question. Will you be dancing at the wrecking ball tonight? Have you woken up to the fact that you are brainwashed? Who taught you to hate your country? Who taught you to hate your God? Who taught you to trust the communist media? Do you believe SNL, Communist Comedy Central, and Hollywood only do comedy? Do you believe that America is the only country that had slaves since the beginning of time? And here's a shocker. The first slaves that came to the Americas were Irish in the 1600s. 1 million, mostly to the Caribbean. And they were cheaper than blacks. You could buy an Irishman for five shillings or £5. And a black was going for 30. Do you believe SNL, Comedy Central, and Hollywood only do comedy? Do you believe that children must have a father and a mother to be normal? Do you think children of divorce suffer family PTSD? Do you think a father should be allowed to marry his son? Check Alaska. Google it. It's happening. Do you believe you're not brainwashed? Why does this communist government want you to do taxable drugs? And speaking of drugs, Mark Levin on his show tonight is identifying Fidel Castro as a super distributor of drugs. And you know where those drugs are going? They're going into the United States, because drugs is chemical warfare. There's a book called Red Cocaine, got a picture of Lenin on the cover and a hypodermic needle and some crack rocks. You got to get that book. It's hard to find. It's almost out of publication. But if you get that book, you'll get your eyes open. How long Mao Zedong was growing poppies in the 1920s to destroy the USA. There were two routes into the USA from South America. One was run by the Chinese, who didn't know the Russians were aware of their exploits. And the other one was run by the Russians. And you know that those same drug routes are in effect today. They're like old Indian trails. And not only that, but you know what can come up through those drug routes? Anthrax instead of cocaine. Can you tell the difference once you snort it? Yep. And the big drug today is heroin, and it's taken down a lot of people. Nobody survives heroin, folks. You know what the recovery rate from heroin addiction is? 1%. So you touch heroin, you're instant junkie.
Oh, that's not true. I did heroin, and I'm 17. Oh, I know a guy 68. He was doing heroin all the time. What's his name? Slug. His name is Slug.
Do you believe that you're not brainwashed? Why does this communist government want you to do taxable drugs? If there were no drugs in Baltimore, what would the crime rate be? I started talking about Mexicans, right? Mexicans that show for work. Do you know, in my island here, in my island of New York, that there is a ghetto? You know what a ghetto is? It's a poor neighborhood that the Democrats brought drugs into. See, they all used to be poor neighborhoods. Now they're ghettos. And you can go to the ghetto at 6 a.m. in the morning, and you can count hundreds of Mexicans sitting on stoops where welfare people live. And you can count all the white contractors coming in with big trucks to pick them up. I need five. I need three. I need four over here. And they're all gone by 6:30. And the ghetto warriors haven't gotten out of bed yet. Yeah, I'm not looking for a job today. I got the check coming in. Yeah. Why should I take something for less money? Do you believe that 10% of the American population are junkies? I forget what Duck Dynasty said. I think he said one out of five Americans has a sexually transmitted disease. So what a combination. One out of five with STDs and 10% of the nation are drug addicts. And we're going to put everybody's bill on healthcare. Sorry, can't take care of you today. You needed a stent, but we're working on rehab right now. Why are you turning purple? Get off the floor. So, why does this communist government want you to do taxable drugs? Oh, Colorado legalized it, and everybody is getting mugged in Colorado. And there are a lot of holdups. I don't know where all these people are coming from. Was kidnapped? Oh, for ransom? Oh, yeah, we're doing the right thing, because once it's legal and it's taxable, the Democrats will have more drug money in their kitty. And not only that, but the Castro competition, they'll have to cut the price and they'll have to sell it non-taxable. If there were no drugs in Baltimore, what would the crime rate be? And is Obama bringing us together? Hell no. Hell no. Yeah, I got a kick out of him. He spoke six words of Spanish. And the amigos. Amigos. Yeah. You know what he said? He addressed a group of men. He addressed a group of men today. He said, "Buenas noches, señoritas." He needs to brush up on his Spanish. So, is Obama bringing us together? Hell no. Will a nuke that destroys our communications? They're all talking about this overhead nuke. That's once it goes off, we lose all communications, all electric power. The dams will overflow. Everybody will die. The trains will stop. And my question is, if they got everybody convinced that's going to happen, how come they're not talking about the invasion force that's going to come with it? You don't think that our enemies are going to just do one part of this operation? Yeah. And who will be on their side and join them? Will they be all Democrats and rhinos? Get rid of the rhinos, and then you can get rid of the commos. So Castro is one of the biggest drug dealers. Maybe that's why Obama's trying to bail him out. You get some roofies. Yeah. Okay, we're going to give you a tune. Well, hey, this is the song you're going to sing when the first nuke goes off.
Bye-bye, love. Bye-bye, happiness. Hello, loneliness. I think I'm going to cry. Bye-bye, love. Bye-bye, sweet caress. Hello, emptiness. I feel like I could die. Bye-bye, my love, goodbye. There goes my baby with someone new. She sure looks happy, I sure am blue. She was my baby till he stepped in. Good. Romance that might have been. Bye-bye, love. Bye-bye, happiness. Hello, loneliness. I think I'm gonna cry. Bye-bye, love. Bye-bye. feel like I could die. Bye-bye, my love, goodbye. I'm through with romance, I'm through with love, I'm through with counting the stars above. And here's the reason that I'm so free, my loving baby is through with me. Bye-bye, love, bye-bye, happiness. Hello, loneliness, I think I'm gonna cry. Bye-bye, love, bye-bye, sweet caress. Hello, emptiness, I feel like I could die. Bye-bye, my love, goodbye. Bye-bye, my love, goodbye. Bye-bye, my love, goodbye.
Here's a story on Radio Patriot. And the article says the attack in America is only the beginning. ISIS announces 6-month terror campaign, names 5 targets. And they copied a clip of what ISIS says, a message to the crusaders. You haven't seen a crusade yet, buddy. It was posted on social media today, supposedly from ISIS terrorist Abu Ibrahim al-Amriki. That means he's an American. Amriki is American. Naming 5 target states and saying they have 71 members ready to attack Americans. It's like the guy al-Baghdadi, he's from Baghdad. So the last name is location. And here's the account that posted on Twitter. And here's the full message. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, the new era. To our brothers and sisters fighting for the sake of Allah, we make dua for you and ask Allah to guide your bullets, terrify your enemies, and establish you in the land. You better pray that we don't have to take our shoes off to go to a 7-Eleven. As our noble brother in the Philippines said in his bayah, this is the golden era. Everyone who believes is running for Shahid. The Shahid is a death warrior. And the Philippines have a problem, and we had the problem in 1914 with the Moros. There is a portion of the Philippines that is Muslim, heavy concentration of Muslims. They're probably the Sultan of Brunei. Brunei is nearby. That's all Muslim. So with the Muslim conquest, they took a bit of the Philippines. What the Philippines people need to do is first they got to get rid of their corrupt government, and secondly, they got to give the Muslims the land that they're living on and let them keep it and cut ties with them and tell them they can have their own country and to stay the F away from the rest of the Christian Filipinos. And that's it. And declare it an enemy state. So, listen to this. The attack by the Islamic State in America is only the beginning of our efforts to establish a wilaya in the heart of our enemy. Our aim was the Kanzia Pamela Geller. And I got a question for the FBI about Pamela Geller. Why are you not protecting her? I got a question for the local police. Why are you not protecting her? I got a question from the Communist Department of Justice and the lynch mob. Why are you not protecting Pamela Geller? If something happens to her, you will all be held responsible. So you make sure that not one hair on her head gets harmed. And to show her that we don't care what land she hides in or what sky shields her, we will send all our lions to achieve her slaughter. So they plan to do to Pamela Geller what they did to Van Gogh's descendant in Holland. They're going to put a knife in her chest with a threatening note. That's what they plan to do. And if something happens to Pamela Geller, the FBI will be the first ones blamed. I hope you got a Pamela Geller decoy. To those who protect her, this will be your only warning of housing this woman in her circus show. Everyone who houses her events, gives her a platform to spill her filth, are legitimate targets. We have been watching closely who was present at this event and the shooter of our brothers. We knew that the target was a protected. Our intention was to show how easily we give our lives for the sake of Allah. Yeah. What's the Arabic word for cock-a-doodle-doo? We have 71 trained soldiers in 15 different states already at our word to attack any target we desire. Out of the 71 trained soldiers, 23 have signed up for missions like Sunday. We are increasing the number, a bit nilla, of the 15 states, and five we will name: Virginia, Maryland, Illinois, California, and Michigan. The disbelievers who shot our brothers, it was only one guy, and he was very accurate. He's a marksman. They gave you their bodies in plain view because we were watching. Yeah, the next 6 months will be interesting. And to our Amir al-Mu'mineen, make dua for us and continue your reign. May Allah ennoble your face. May Allah send his peace and blessings upon the Prophet Muhammad and all those who follow until the last day. Abu Ibrahim al-Amriki. Hey, Abu Ibrahim al-Amriki, it is very hot in paradise. Ask Gdansk, the Californian. Yeah, it's terrible, man. And they better not set her up, the left better not set her up to take a bullet. But the left will kill. They will kill for power. And it's not the left. I'm sorry. It's the Communist Party. Okay. We'll jump to another tune. And let's see what we got. I'm laughing because I just saw OK Corral. And that would be a good one to play and to follow up on that message. But it's 23 minutes. It must be the whole gunfight. There's another one, OK Corral, 29 minutes. Now, you don't want to lecture on abortion tonight, do you? How about a church? We'll give you a church.
I don't care how many contemporary songs they make. I love old school gospel.
I need a
I need a church.
Church, where I can pray this name. Hand clapping, foot stomping. Church, where I can pray this name. I gotta get to the altar to leave my burdens there. I need a church where I can pray this name. I need a hand clapping, foot stomping.
Come on, hands.
Church, where I can pray this name.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. I need
Okay, that's a 4-minute tune. I had to cut it short. There used to be a saying, keeping up with the Joneses, and there used to be an Irish comedian that says, why bother keeping up with the Joneses? Just drag them down to your level. Right? And that's what is happening in the ghetto. Everybody's being dragged down to the lowest level. Come on, man. Spring out of there. Spring out of there. There's a lot of good black people. A lot of them. I think of all those southern farmers. They're up there at the crack of dawn, before the crack of dawn, working their butts off for a few bucks, hanging in, trying to hold on to a piece of land that the EPA and the Bureau of Land Management want to take away from them. Yep. There are a lot of good black people. All of those gospel people, they all have good intentions. Ain't nobody playing race cards when you go to one of their churches, unless you go to Reverend Wright's. But the Reverend Wright Church, they have a different description. I forget what they call it. It's something theology. It's left-wing theology. But they have a pet name for it. This is a support group for Trey Gowdy, and they sent out a quick blog. I have two critical updates for you. One, Hillary is refusing to cooperate with Trey Gowdy. No kidding. And I need your immediate help to have Gowdy's back. Let me clarify. Hillary has relented and agreed to testify, but she's only willing to appear before the panel once. She makes all the rules, man. And only once, and never more. And despite Congressman Gowdy's thorough list with hundreds of questions he's requested her to answer, she's declining to shed any light on the 40,000 emails she illegally deleted. I guarantee you could find something in those 40,000 emails. And two, Democrat Elijah Cummings revealed that your petition, so we signed a petition to subpoena Hillary, is critical in securing Hillary's testimony. Don't trust Elijah Cummings. Do you know of the 70 socialists that were listed on the Socialist Party that were in Congress in 2010? Elijah Cummings was one of them. Okay, so they're looking for more signatures. They need 30,900 more to reach the 500,000 mark. More Americans better stand up. I got news for you. If I had a 401k today, I'd be nervous. Not from what the market's going to do, but from what the government's going to do. You're not safe. You're not safe. This government takes its lead from other governments who've already seized the 401ks. Where was it? Down in Gibraltar? Was that where it was, in Gibraltar, where they cut everybody's bank account in half? You went there on Monday, you had 100,000. You come back on Tuesday, oh, I'd like to see my balance. Oh, it's 50,000. What happened to the other 50? The government needed it. We're going broke. Why should I be broke with you? I didn't live high on the hog like you did. Okay, so having said that, let's see what else we got here. Hillary defies. Everybody's saying Hillary defies Trey Gowdy. She can't tell you what went on. She'll go to jail. Ben Carson is running for president. He's a great guy, and I wish him the best. But I'm going to tell you, Obama ruined his chances. If you think there's any prejudice in this country, and most of us do, you know the whispered word is no more Obamas. Every black guy that's running for office, no matter whether he's a Democrat or a Republican, well, if he's a Democrat, then he'll get the support of the Communist Party. But other people are not going, independents are not going to risk another black man. I would say, I hope he does well. And if it looks like it, the people are opening up to him, give him all the support in the world. And he would be good for the country, no question about it. But I got a feeling it's going to be no more Obamas. And the subliminal message is we can't trust black people. Look what Obama did to us. And that's sad. That's really sad. But it's one man's opinion and the truth hurts. Texas Ranger reports what he saw inside a military training camp used for martial law. You hear about this? Obama's going to start running drills in conservative neighborhoods. A covert training operation by U.S. military special operations personnel. Jade Helm 15 is taking place in several states this summer, spreading panic and conspiracy theories as to the true purpose of the mission. You know what Obama did? He flew over New York and he caused a panic because people thought it was another hijacked airplane. And I don't think the plane had presidential markings. I think it was like the second plane or the backup plane. But he flew over New York and a lot of people panicked. And you know why they panicked? Because they seen a jet plane, a fighter jet, chasing him. It was his protection. But that's what that was his flip the bird on New York City. He was probably laughing. He scared the hell out of him. Yeah. That's how he thinks. And if you want to see how his wife thinks and he thinks, go to YouTube and type in Obama, all this for a flag, and see what you think of that video. So you want to read more about Jade Helm 15? This is Obama intimidating Bible thumpers and gun runners and gun handlers. And you know they've labeled all veterans as crazy. You know that, right? Janet Napolitano did it. Said they should have their guns taken away. they want to take them away from everybody that knows how to use them. Yeah. Well, as long as they don't take my flamethrower, I'm okay. It is terrible. Let me jump to a tune because my computer. This is a quick one. I dedicate this to the moms.
An Irish boy was leaving his own native home, crossing the broad Atlantic. Once more he wished to roam, and as he was leaving his mother, while standing on the quay, she threw her arms around his waist, and these are the words she said. A mother's love's a blessing, no matter where you roam. Keep her while she's living, for you'll miss her when she's gone. Love her as in childhood, though feeble, old and gray, for you'll never miss your mother's love till she's buried beneath the clay.
Okay, we're back. I was wondering why that was only 1 minute, 19 seconds. Must have got cut short. Okay, here's the story on these Obama's army that's going to take over the Southwest. The two-month simulation spans much of the Southwest, requiring special forces from four branches of the military. He couldn't go to Syria. He drew the red line, and his magic marker broke. Yeah, but he's going to go down to the Southwest and carry out covert operations amid hostile territory in Texas, Utah, and part of California. In at least one of these states, hostility toward operation has begun a few months early online. And at in-person meetings, many Texans have expressed suspicion and outright opposition to the project. Some are understandably worried in how it will affect their daily lives, while conspiracy theorists claim it's an attempt to institute martial law. Well, you never can tell. I got to tell you something. Something that it's going to be hard to swallow, but it's, you got to look at scenarios. Let's say Obama is communist milk fed. Let's say that all his strings are being pulled by hardcore communists. Everything that's been put into place to further the cause of a communist takeover are all lining up. Now, if it looks like Obama might get impeached, or that he's going to leave office when his term expires, they're liable to make a martyr of him and create a stunt where it looks like rednecks did it. Just like the KGB, they shot the Pope. They made it look like Muslims did it. Of course, they had a Turkish Muslim who they turned. And he probably didn't even know he was working for the KGB. And that would be a call for martial law. So who's going to step in? Joe Biden? It's going to be interesting. Pray it doesn't happen. Okay. The military says they're preforming training exercises to help hone soldiers' skills. Why don't they send them up to Washington, D.C. in the event they face a foreign threat? Oh, you mean the illegal aliens are going to turn on us? But some citizens are worried that planners have something more domestic in mind. And then in the events, an exercise in the map among unclaimed documents that they found posted online last month. The Washington Post, Army sources have verified that the Washington Post map is legit. And Utah is a red state. And way down in California is red. Texas is completely red. So it looks like it's going to be Texas and Utah. Interesting, huh? It is sad. It is sad that this guy toys with the lives of Americans. What's his dream? To have American soldiers killed by Americans? Is that his goal? And they've got a legend for this map. And anything colored in red is hostile. Anything colored in blue, like Arizona, Nevada, Colorado, and Arizona's a light blue. California, Nevada, and Colorado are dark blue, and they're considered permissive. Then New Mexico is colored brown. Uncertain, leaning hostile. And light blue, uncertain, meaning friendly. It's going to be interesting. This guy has done nothing for the country but bring it down, break it. We're now the land of the freaks and the home of the broke. And you got to get the, what's his name? Dick Morris's book, Obama Taking Down the Country. It's very interesting. Especially one of his points about the zero interest rates to kill growth in the country and to kill making the people more dependent on welfare, food stamps, etc. The paranoia about Jade Helm, which starts on websites like Alex Jones InfoWars, had started with a familiar fulmination about a mass seizure of firearms or a cover-up for American death squads. This week, Texas Governor Greg Abbott and Texas State Guard. Let's see here. Asked the Texas State Guard to monitor the exercise for any violations of freedom. It is important that Texas know their safety, constitutional rights. Oh, you know what I saw? There's a three-day class for the New York Police Department at the Police Academy. They're bringing all these guys in for brainwashing. telling them that they can't be aggressive with aggressive people. They have to calm the aggressive people down in a nice talk. Yeah, and that's what they're doing to the police department. They perhaps must be going home at night and drinking from the bottle. They're not even bothering to pour the shot. Oh, my God. Republican presidential candidate Ted Cruz said Saturday, we may have another Alamo, man, that we've been hearing concerns about Jade Helm 15 and reached out to the Pentagon for answers. My office has reached out to the Pentagon to inquire about this exercise. We were assured it's a military training exercise and not to worry because we got all the pro-American generals. I have no reason to doubt those assurances, but I understand the reason for concern and uncertainty, because when the federal government has not demonstrated itself to be trustworthy, my friends, you could close the EPA tomorrow and you would save American small business. You can close the BLM tomorrow and you would save farmers, ranchers, and miners. My friends, you can close a lot of government agents. The IRS is working for the Democrat Party. Shut it down, man. Once you prove that you're not American for all Americans, you got to go. You got to go. The Texas senator speaking at a South Carolina Republican convention went on to say, I understand a lot of concerns raised by a lot of citizens about Jade Helm, and I think a part of the reason is we have seen for 6 years of federal government disrespecting the liberty of the citizens. That produces fear. When you see a government that is attacking our free speech rights or Second Amendment rights or religious liberty rights, that produces a distrust. You got to put an end. First, you got to recognize the Democrat Party is now the Communist Party, and the rhinos are Democrats in waiting. You got to get rid of Gerald Maboinboin. And you got to get rid of Match McConnell. Match McConnell voted with 40 senators 40 days before 9/11 to burn the American flag. For that alone, he should get the death penalty. Oh, no, that's freedom of speech. Yeah, but what about Pamela Geller's freedom of speech? Oh, that's different. She's an American. Yeah. I understand a lot of concerns raised by a lot of citizens, and that produces fear. And this is, he's quoting something that comes from The Marathon Man. You ever see the movie The Marathon Man? He had a parole. He was on parole. He had to go see his parole officer. And when he went into the office, there was a poster on the wall. And it showed a paranoid guy, you know, in cartoon style. It was a purple poster. And a little short guy, you know, sort of with a funny shaped head. And it said, just because you're paranoid, it doesn't mean they're not out to get you. And my wife bought me that poster, and it used to hang in my office here. I don't see it anymore. But it was to remind me that I am paranoid, but I could be right. And that's the truth. That's the way it works. Let me give you another tune. Have we paid a tribute to anybody that we should be paying a tribute to? Yeah, how about we pay a tribute to the Americans? And the name of this tune is A Nation Once Again.
When boyhood's fire was in my blood, I read of ancient free men, of Greece and Rome who brave. 300 men and 3 men. And then I prayed I yet might see our fetters rent in twain, and Ireland long a province be a nation once again, a nation once again, a nation once again. Ireland long a province, be a nation once. that hope had shone the firelight, nor could love's brightest summer glow outshine that solemn starlight. It seemed to watch above my head through foreign fields and fane. Its angel voice sang round my bed, a nation once again, a nation once again, a nation once again. And Ireland long a province be, a nation once again. So as I grew from boy to man, I bent me to my bidding, my spirit of each selfish plan and cruel passion ridding. For thus I hope someday to wait, nor can such hope be vain, when my dear country shall be made a nation once again, a nation once again, a nation once again. And Ireland long a province be, a nation once again.
I'm looking at a book that I found cleaning house today, and it's 600 pages about J. Edgar Hoover. 600 pages. And I just glanced through it. It's a hit piece, but it's 600 pages about J. Edgar Hoover. This guy was two lifetimes in the FBI, and the left hate him. The left hated him. So you know what the left does when they hate you? The left that pretends to support the gay movement, they labeled J. Edgar Hoover as a homosexual. How's that? They labeled him as a homosexual. So what are the three things that college professors teach about J. Edgar Hoover? Not that he spent two lifetimes protecting this country to the best of his ability, which is all a man can do. There's only three things they teach in college. He liked to be called Mary. He was gay. He was a homosexual. And he liked to dress up in dresses. And so a whole guy, this servant of the American people for almost two lifetimes. Okay. He has been since Jesus wore knickers. He has been in the government. Oh, he was blackmailing this one and blackmailing this one. Yeah. You want to see blackmail? Find Hillary Clinton's 300,000 emails. You'll see blackmail. So, but that's what they do. Now, I'll give you another instance. See, the left always pretends that they're protecting the gays. They're looking out for the gays. No, they're exploiting the gays. This is communist exploitation. They exploit the blacks. They're trying to do it with La Raza to the Latinos, but that's soon going to come to an end because Latinos are moving up the ladder fast. You have a Rubio who's running for the presidency, and if he runs, he's going to pull a lot of Latino votes away from the Communist Party. There's nobody going to vote for Hitlery against a fellow Latino who can speak Spanish, not like Hillary doing her impersonation of Rosa Parks. So that's one thing Rubio's got going in his favor. Ted Cruz is going to have a tough fall because he's too American, and we're over that. Yeah, but I got to tell you, if it gets nasty, if it gets real nasty, inwardly and outwardly, if all of a sudden we're being embarrassed all over the world because we're the American wuss, or as Osama bin Laden called us, an illusion of power that could be like a giant warship that doesn't see the dinghy that will sink it, you know that we're going to need somebody. We may need a military guy. Nobody talks about a military guy. But if you want a liberal military guy, and I'll take my chances with him, is McChrystal. Because the next war is going to be split second. And all and the body count is going to be big enough for John Deere to declare a 2-for-1 dividend, or Caterpillar to declare a 2-for-1 dividend. There's going to be a lot of bodies going. There ain't going to be no funeral parades and bagpipers. It's going to be mass digs. And don't think somebody's not thinking of how they can do it and get away with it. And you know how we got surprised on 9-1-1. We never saw it coming. We had no idea. The Air Force thought it was a drill. They sent two planes up to protect New York. They were unarmed. They sent them from Washington, D.C. There were fighter jets closer. How sad. We couldn't rescue people from a high rise. How sad. And we still can't. And we blamed it all on communications. How sad that some mayor gave a contract for communications to a friend or a supporter, and the fire department got bad communications devices. We're in trouble, man. We're wide open. We're face down. We're pants down. So Rubio will pull a Latino vote. Cruz is going to have a tough time. They've already smeared him. They're giving him a Sarah Palin workout. And that's what the communists do. Once they label you a racist or an anti-Semite, you're finished. Nobody wants that. That's the only thing they remember about what was said about you. This Father Michael Judge on 911, the Franciscan priest who was the chaplain for the fire department, he was one of the first to die. I think a body fell on him, killed him. Somebody jumping off the tower. The first thing they did was label him a homosexual. They wanted to discredit the Catholic Church. They wanted to discredit the Catholic religion. And they wanted to discredit the Irish Catholic, Italian Catholic of fire department. And that's what they do. That's communist tactics. The key communist tactic that they use is Mary is a whore. You see, if Mary gives any trouble, all you have to do is say she's a whore. And then Mary will spend a fortune to defend herself, and she'll go to court, and she'll be vindicated. And the 80% who believe the charges will be reduced to 65%. But the next time Mary's name comes up, the question will be, wasn't that whore that was in the, and that's it, Mary's finished. That's a Clinton communist tactic. And another one is assassination by ridicule. Sarah Palin, I can see Russia from my window, my kitchen window. That was played by communist Saturday Night Live in support of the NBC is the voice of Obama. In comedy, in news, they're the voice of the Communist Party. Does China still own NBC, or they just have a big share of it? And Jeffrey Immelt is always at the left hand of Obama. Okay. There's a couple other headlines. Dad's stunning response to a letter from school that tries to paint him as an irresponsible parent. Because he complained about what they were giving his kid to eat. Yeah, no baby back ribs like Michelle gets. Video alert. Did Obama's Surgeon General just let slip his real plan for America? Well, I know abortion is a communist plan. Yep. 4,700 American kids will never grow up as of today. As of tomorrow, another 4,700 will never grow up to be Americans. We'll just flood the United States with anybody that we can find in the streets of South America. Yeah. And those people are being railroaded too. 10% of all the illegal aliens that are coming here, the children are being siphoned off for sex shops. You don't believe that. Oh, one day you'll be watching TV and they will tell you, Oh, we have a breaking scandal. The Democrats have been opening sex shops for children right next to the abortion clinics that they run. You can't believe that. That's because you've never been on the Swanee.
I've been away from you a long time. I never thought I'd miss you so. Somehow I feel your love is real. Near you I want to be. The birds are singing, it is song time. The banjo's running soft and low. I know that you yearn for me too. Swanee, you're calling me. Swanee, how I love you, how I love you, my dear old Swanee. I'd give the world to be among the folks in D-I-X. I even know my mammy's waiting for me, praying for me down by the Swanee. The folks up north will see me no more when I get to that Swanee shore. I love the old folks at home. Swanee, how I love you, how I love you, my dear old Swanee. I give the world to be among the folks in D-I-X. I even know my mammy waiting for me, praying for me down by the Swanee. The folks up north will see me no more when I get to that Swanee. So,
every time I hear Mike Savage and he gives something away, he reminds everybody for about 20 days in a row. Yeah, I gave away this. Oh, you served your country? Here, have a book. Have one of my books. Yeah, Jack Hatfield in this book, he runs away from home. Give me a break. O'Reilly, on the other hand, he practices what he was taught by Catholic nuns. That is, you don't talk about your good deeds. God doesn't like that. Here, take a slap on the wrist. But he mentioned that he sponsors a school, I think he said in Harlem, and that they have a dress code, and he picks up the tab, I believe, for the whole school. So, and he used to be a teacher. So I guess he has a feel for kids, students, and, you know, who's going to fall by the wayside and who's going to make it to the top. I wish he would create, and this is, I'm being prejudiced, but I was in a public school today to vote for Donovan against the lynch mob. And I happen to see the work on the walls because I'm always looking for communist brainwashing. And I looked on the walls and I seen the students, and it was a nice school. And they even had St. Paddy's Day stuff still up on the wall. And they're teaching, you know, be kind to one another. And that's very nice. And but I looked at the faces of the kids and I saw a lot of Catholic family kids who can't go to Catholic school because it's too expensive. You got to work 7 jobs if you got a big family and you want to send them to Catholic school. And I said, how sad, you know, that they're not going to be exposed to Jesus Christ as much as they should. And, you know, if the kids don't go to Catholic school, the parents a lot of times don't go to Catholic church. So we're losing 2 generations. And it's really sad because there's no other outlet for these kids to get educated except through a communist controlled education. And it's really sad. I just hate to see it. And I don't know what my Catholic Church can do about it, but they should do something. They should make an effort. Oh, so I said to myself, you know, all you'd have to do if you want a Catholic education is take all of the grades, preschool to eighth grade, and then high school for four grades, and that gets you to the age of Christian maturity. And then onto college is up to you. And stop leeching off your parents. You're a big boy now, or a big girl. But anyway, all they'd have to do is take every one of those classes and for a whole year, put it up on YouTube, and they would have a complete Catholic education system on YouTube. So if you got a kid at home or a kid in the jungle, you know, you got a laptop for 50 children, you can do a school. You can run a school. I know I'm oversimplifying it, but it's doable. Everything is doable on the internet. And that would be great. So if a parent couldn't afford to send their child to a Catholic, and it would be accredited, you know, if you performed that function, you could graduate from preschool to first grade. And then the preschool is on the web too. You could totally educate a whole country and people would have a choice. Right now, there's no choice. As a matter of fact, it's either Obama or the mayor killed vouchers. And Obama killed vouchers for kids in Harlem. He wants them in that ghetto, man. Stay in that ghetto. You're not coming out. You got to vote Democrat. We'll send you the money and you'll take what we give you. So, what am I going to say? Listen now. Let's see what it's. Is America burning? Weak on the inside, weak on the outside. Our enemies get stronger. Taliban is getting ready for the spring offensive. The Communist Party is bailing out communist Cuba. And now you know that Fidel Castro was a drug lord. And last time I checked, it was over 2 years ago, he was worth $670 million. And I had a guy on, Mark Levin, who was pretty savvy about Castro and his doings. And he said that he's more of a mafia lord, that his brother is more communist than he is. He's more like a gangster, Castro. And here's Obama. He wants to get a free room in Havana. We should not be bailing out a failing communist satellite nation tied to China, the Soviet Union, and Iran. What is it? How many miles? 120 miles off our shore or 60 miles? I'm not sure. The Communist Party is giving $50 billion. My friends, you got to learn to say the word communist. And once you start saying the word communist, you're going to be right on target. And you're going to make your enemies wake up. And they're going to consider you a threat to be eliminated. The Communist Party is giving $50 billion terrorist dollars to buy more uranium made in the USA, owned by the Soviet Union. Preschool boys, this is my concern, coming home with girls' coloring books. He's coloring the dress. He's coloring the bathing suit. He's coloring the shoes. Six-year-old girls are singing It's All About the Bass. Mama said boys like big booties. Six-year-old girls. I had an incident where somebody told us they had a fifth-grade daughter who was telling her mother she couldn't hold out much longer. From what, studying? The Crips and Bloods join up to kill cops. China is taking over the Pacific with Walmart money. ROTC troops in Philadelphia are being made to wear red high heels. The 40th anniversary of the communist victory of Vietnam. Gifted by American communists led by Jane Fonda, Hanoi John, who's now negotiating with the Iranians. And he just visited Obama's birthplace, Kenya. Jane Fonda and Hollywood. The media runs the country and inspires race wars and attacks on holy bakeries. The Clintons forgot to file $2 billion on their tax return. Hillary is not the Communist Party candidate. She never was. She has already been displaced once. You know that, right? She never was. Ask the Times and Newsweek who is coming to communist dinner. Taxes are too high and benefits are going to illegal invaders. Obama is a slave smuggler. 10% of all illegal boys and girls are being siphoned off for the pervert sex trade. The rhinos have given Obama his power. 20 rhinos are part of the lynch mob. We got to get rid of the rhinos. Okay. This tune I'm now dedicating to the French people who should not have killed Louis XIV. They could have done well with the pastry. But it was Louis XIV who went broke financing the American Revolution and parties. Yeah. And it was 10,000 French troops at Yorktown under General Rochambeau. And the French Navy blockaded the British from getting in under Admiral de Grasse. See that? Now you ask any kid that went to grammar school if they ever learned that in American history. I was probably in the third or fourth grade, and we did a reenactment of the Battle of Bunker Hill. And I was chosen to play the British officer. And I had one line. I'm trying to remember the British officer's name. And his line was, "Disperse ye rebels, disperse." And then they took the classroom and they put all the desks on one side, and it was like a fort. And I was on the other side with a couple of guys, and I gave my line, "Disperse ye rebels, disperse." Major Pitcairn, I think, was the guy's name. And as soon as I said, "Disperse ye rebels, disperse," the whole class jumped me, including the nun, and beat me up. So this I'm dedicating, Alida, a French tune.
Choisir ma mort aussi. Il y a ceux qui veulent mourir un jour de pluie et d'autres en plein soleil. Il y a ceux qui veulent mourir seuls dans un lit, tranquille dans leur sommeil. Moi je veux mourir sur scène devant les projecteurs. Oui,
Okay, we're back. One thing I want to mention, when the arrest of the six cops came out in Baltimore, I assumed they were all white because the press had sort of led us to believe they were all white. And it didn't come out till very late in the game that three of them were African-American policemen, and one woman was the sergeant was a woman. So I had said it was six white cops, but I was wrong. It was three and three. And I just want to correct it because when I replay it and I hear it, I get embarrassed for being uninformed. Glenn, to Chris Matthews, is there anything you won't sell out for a ratings point? First, you got to know NBC stands for nothing but communists. NBC is the voice of the Communist Party. It's the voice of Obama. Chris Matthews dodged the draft. He hid out in Swaziland, and he was decorated by Jimmy Carter. He was in the Peace Corps. Yes, you got a chance. He went into the Peace Corps to serve his country. He was against war. He'll be against war when they take him away, too. So anyway, he was decorated for his bravery in Swaziland when he was making guacamole dip. Glenn, to Chris Matthews, is there anything you won't sell out for a ratings point? When bad things happen, you can tell who the real people of principle are based on how consistency their reaction is. For example, John Stewart, I call him John the Monkey. Why? Because he was on CNN. They asked him a trick question, who was the first president, and he jumped up. He says, "You're not going to make a monkey out of me," and he walked off the stage. He threw his bananas at the audience. Now, all of a sudden, John Stewart is a wonderful guy. Beware of who leads you to the slaughter. He could be a friend. John Stewart stood up for freedom of speech with both Charlie Hebdo. Let me tell you, if you ever saw the cartoons that Charlie, the anti-religious cartoons that Charlie Hebdo draws, you would say, maybe the Muslims were right on this one. You know what the, does anybody know what the cartoon was that got them killed? Nobody knows because the press covers up. They always cover up and lie. It was the Prophet Muhammad in a praying position with his testicles hanging out being sodomized by another Muslim. Now, what do you think about that? Huh? If you opened up Charlie Hebdo and cartoon section, and instead of the Muslim, Muhammad was there, was your father. Huh? How would you feel? Would you want to go down there and talk to them? You ought to see what they did to the Catholics. This Charlie Hebdo, they have a thing about anal sex. They got one of God the Father being sodomized by Jesus, by being sodomized by a triangle representing the Trinity. How's that? They got one of the Blessed Mother with her legs open shooting out a baby. You like that one? Yeah. Okay. He's lucky he didn't get a cross in the chest. Okay. So when they stand up for freedom, be careful what freedom they're talking about. The freedom to bring you down into the gutter and call it to eat poop and call it chocolate. So John, this guy saying, for example, this is by a guy named Wilson. John Stewart stood up for freedom of speech with both Charlie Hebdo and the Draw Mohammed event. Yeah. Do you know that John Stewart used to be a roommate in school? You know who his roommate was? Anthony Weiner. Yeah, they're buddies. Yeah, okay. Well, that doesn't mean anything, I know. Don't trust John Stewart. John Stewart is a pawn of the Communist Party. Way, way, way on the opposite end of the spectrum is one of the worst people in the media, MSNBC's Chris Matthews. You can't just blame Chris Matthews. Look who the president of NBC is. It's Al Sharpton. Al Sharpton runs NBC, and Al Sharpton runs the White House. Glenn called Chris's comments on the Texas shooting is shameful. And he says, I wonder whether what gets me about Chris Matthews that makes me puke a green for half an hour. He says he's Irish and Catholic. Yeah. And if he's Irish and Catholic, Moses was an Apache. I wonder whether this group has held this event. I like the Irishmen that say they're Catholic, but they're Democrats. You can't be Irish Catholic and a Democrat. That's not the party of your ancestors. How about provoking? How about taunting? How about daring? Matthew said. What's the difference between Charlie Hebdo was worse than this, Glenn said. Listen to Chris Matthews. Shameful. Chris, absolutely shameful. Honestly, is there anything you won't sell out for a ratings point? They got no ratings. Anybody that's watching NBC is blind. They're blind. They need to take Viagra. Niagara. They got to take Niagara because NBC is falling. Okay. Our show is finished. I'm going to sneak out with a tune. I want to give you something nice. Let me see. I can't always play the same ones all the time. We'll do a little Brazilian music on the way out.
Bota pra correr, bota pra correr essa desgraça, da desonestidade. Ei, que coisa feia, bota pra correr.
I just want to mention one thing before I sign off. I was watching Carly Fiorina today, and I know that the communists are going to go after her And the first thing they're going to do is they're going to play the minimum wage routine, the card. They're going to accuse her of laying off 30,000 people, which she did. But the company didn't fold after they laid them off. Okay. And apparently the jobs weren't that valuable to the profits of the company. And that's what it's all about. But the good news is that she can turn that around. And I suggested to her that she, her buzzword should be security. And the first security is defense security. The second security is financial security, which all Americans need. And the third one is social security. And she's got to use, and she's got to use her expertise on cutting fat and apply it to all of those departments that can be closed and phased out in Washington, starting with the DOJ, because it's communist, IRS, because it's controlled by the DOJ and the Communist Party, the BLM, the Bureau of Land Management. One of the saddest things I saw, you ever watch the Alaskan boys up there that they mortgage their homes, they put everything on the line, they go up there, they buy equipment, make do equipment, sometimes they can't get, they can't afford brand new stuff, and they're always fixing something, and something's always breaking, like a hydraulic hose, and they got to drive 120 miles to the hydraulic hose shop. You ever see how them work? You see them working against the winter coming, and they only got so many days to mine and try and recover and make some money. I saw them one day, they had a big piece of equipment and something broke. You know, like a pin that holds maybe a tractor tread, or, but something broke, an idler pulley bearing or something. And they were working day and night to get this piece of equipment back to work. And they're racing against time. The snow's starting to fall. They only got very little time left. And they're frustrated, and they're beating their heads against the wall. They're totally frustrated. And out of the woods steps a guy and goes, "Hi, fellas. I'm from the Bureau of Mines. I'd like to see your safety schedule." And they all just looked at him. And I know that feeling, man. I know that feeling. And that guy's got all day to chat and to talk and to ask questions and to make trouble. It is really sad. And that's what our government is. Our government is our enemy. And the sooner it's smaller, the safer you will be. Small government, safe people. Okay, I'm going to do another tune on the way out. Yeah, we'll do a... I won't play the whole thing, but we'll do Bang Bang.